previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Good morning, Angels.
Jacaranda FM.
Our guests on the show, Good Morning Angels today, ahead of Youth Day, are Dr. Lola Chuma and Professor Marisa de Villiers. Good morning, ladies, and thank you so much for joining us. Hi.
Hi, thank you, Mutabias.
Thanks for having us.
So the two of you really can tell me about the Letabo Labana Foundation. Whose idea was it? What is it about? What do you do?
It was my idea. I am a pediatric surgeon in the unit with our head of department, Prof. Marisa de Villiers. And I approached and I asked that we open this foundation to bridge the gap in the public health care sector, specifically in the pediatric surgery community.
At specific hospitals?
Yes, Steve Biko Academic Hospital and Galafong Hospital.
What triggered you? What gap did you spot?
I'd like to tell a little story. When I was rotating at Galafong, I watched the sister move with one toothbrush from one child to the next. I was so appalled by this. I asked her, I said, sister, why are we using one toothbrush on all the patients? And she said, unfortunately, Dr. Chuma, we just have this one toothbrush.
Oh my goodness.
And we have nothing. So we literally rinse it in between. And I was shattered by that. Because some of these kids were from Mpumalanga and their parents weren't around and they didn't have the necessary toiletries.
In my heart, I want to believe that all doctors care that much.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. As the HOD, you must have loved the idea.
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't think we expected it to get so big so quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it went from toothbrushes to us realizing we need dressings, special dressings for burns. We had dressings. I mean, the state provides, but we always need a little bit more. Mm. So we got some sponsors or donations from people. It literally just always bridged the gap. If we can do the proper dressings, the kids would get out of hospital much quicker. Another example is we helped a mom to pay for the funeral of her child. She couldn't afford a funeral. Mm. It's not necessarily noticed, but for us it makes a difference. And I think definitely for the parents and the kids as well.
How many kids are we talking?
Okay, so in our ward, specifically ward 8.5, there's 30 patients. At Galafong in ward 3, there's about 28, so it's about 30 as well when we fall to capacity. Yeah.
So your foundation basically founded because, you know, of this toothbrush that you saw going around and grew from there into more than that. You call it a care pack?
Yes. So
what is in there?
We are currently looking towards making care packs. These are going to be for the parents and for the children in the ward. Most of the time, parents unfortunately come unprepared for admission. Sometimes it's an emergency. You just grab your child and you go to the hospital. And sometimes the socioeconomic status, they just can't afford basic toiletries. Mm. So we are hoping that while the parents are there and the children admitted in the ward, that they have the basic needs that they need daily.
I just love it when people go above and beyond. More about this story on Good Morning Angels coming up. So they represent a foundation this morning called the Letabo Labana Foundation. What does that mean?
Should I tell
them? Please tell us. Now I'm really interested.
So we are literally in our doctor's office the one day. And we're brainstorming and I'm like, guys, we need a name for the foundation. And I'm actually embarrassed to say this, but one of our registrars was like, we need something about the joy of the children, but something that will really emphasize it well, Dr. Chuma. And she literally went on to ChatGPT and she said, the joy of the children in Sotho.
I love that.
Using technology.
Two doctors.
Yes. Came up.
What is the cost involved? If you had to put a price tag to these care bags, and how many would you like to hand out a year?
So what we thought was to put in the bag would be two toothbrushes, one for the mom, one for the kid, toothpaste, a face cloth, some soap, moisturizer, and then maybe some winter socks for the moms, because a lot of the moms just walk around in the socks.
Some sanitary pads for the
sanitary
mothers.
Sanitary pads for the moms. It comes to almost around 300 rand, 250, 300 rand per package.
And wound care? How much does that cost?
We treat the pediatric burns. We have these specialized dressings that we use, which as Prof has highlighted, we have seen help the outcome. So shorter hospital stay, we don't have to take them to theater to graft them. We've seen a significant improvement in our burn outcome. So we found a way of buying them on our own. These dressings, in three boxes of them, cost about 8,700. And we usually need a box plus minus half a month to a month.
You know, we're always encouraged when people get involved.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, when there are gaps that people see. You know, we've spoken to so many women, men that have started foundations, because you can't always sit back and just wait and expect the state, unfortunately, to cover everything.
Yeah.
So every time we hear in a foundation or organization like this, it's very encouraging. I would like to introduce you to a couple of gentlemen. Evert Kutzer is the vice president of Sibanye Stillwater Mine by Dankitjaiso is Evert, and the guy next to you, he has also seen some wound care because he's in rugby. Willem Strauss, the president of the Blue Bulls. Gentlemen, both of you, thanks so much for being here. What a beautiful foundation and a very worthy cause.
Ja, ongelooflik, Martin. Ek dink mense kan maar net jou hoed afhaal vir mense soos julle en hulle is nog die waarste bekerkampioene ook. Ek meen, hoeveel te meer by my hart roer. Thanks. Maar dis fantasties. It's incredible to see people doing such fabulous work. And as you said, we can't leave everything to the state. We as citizens have to do our part as well.
But listen, I'm going to introduce you to another gentleman in a moment. And time to get those angels together, see if we can make a difference and uplift and support and empower you in doing what you do. More Good Morning Angels coming up. So I want to introduce you this morning to Evert, Evert Kutzer. He's the vice president of Sibanye Stillwater Mine. You heard from Willem Strauss as well, president of the Blue Bulls company, ahead of the golf day they're doing together. Now, Evert, I know you guys like to get involved, right? And this seems to be a foundation in all our minds anyway, that all of us should be supporting.
Look, Sibanye has taken not just a view, I think it's become part of our DNA over the last couple of years to make sure that we plow back into our communities and so on. This was kind of inspired by the way that Sibanye operates, Sibanye Stillwater as a company. It inspires its employees to take part and to actively, you know, take stewardship of resources, relationships that we have, people around us. But this was us getting involved from the Warriors Rugby Club, which is one of Sibanye's rugby clubs. And yeah, we obviously a worthy cause. You guys are doing all the hard work, giving us the opportunity to see where there are kids in need. And we've got a big heart for kids.
What can you contribute?
From our side, we're having a golf day on Friday, which the Sibanye Stillwater Warriors are hosting. From the proceeds already, we committed 100,000 rand towards your foundation, and then we'll see how Friday goes. If it all goes well and the MC does his job, etc., then we should have a bit more to contribute.
We didn't think it was going to be this big. We just literally thought it was going to be something in the ward that we give little care packages and that's all. But thank you, and to see that people want to be involved in this is really touching. You
100,000 rand towards the care packs, which is a good start, but this man says they've got a big heart and they've got a golf day. I always believe putting things out there into the universe. Are you working on anything else? Maybe next year this time?
So you get a specific type of bed that you can do the dressing in. It's called a shower bed. So we sedate the kids, obviously. They put on this bed and we literally wash them down. But to do this, you need a room to do it in. Fishes. All of that more or less comes down to almost a million rand.
Oh my.
That we'll need to reconstruct everything.
I always say you never know. It's listening, the relationships that you build here, the future, you never know what could happen from here. For now, though, thank you very much, gentlemen. Jy lê met hart en goed golf speel as jy. Willem, daar's baie om gedoen te word.
Ja, ek dink Martin, jy weet, na ons, wat ons oggend gehoor het, ons gaan nou klompie woudekombille en memorabilia daar hê. En hooplik kan ons die manne se arms draai Vrydag, want dit is vir 'n ongelooflike saak hierheen. En ek dink rugby is soveel meer as net 'n sport in Suid-Afrika en in Pretoria. Ons het hierdie morele verpligting om ook ons sosiale verantwoordelikheid na te kom. So ek gaan 'n beroep doen op al ons rugby ondersteuners, nie net om die Woudekombille te ondersteun volgende naweek nie, maar ook om hierdie saak te ondersteun.
Do you watch rugby?
Yes.
Dr. Lola, you're going to watch next Friday.
You will now.
I will now, yes.
A win for the Vodacom Bulls will be a good thing. It'll put them in even a better mood. Good job, Angels. Good job.
Feel good mornings start here.
Good morning.
I was in.
And yo. I'm joking. Sanibonani.
Breakfast with Martin Bester on your number one feel good station, Jacaranda FM.